You know, what's very interesting about Jazz Fest is you have such a diverse offering of music. You know, you rock out to the Doobie Brothers and you have an 80s/90s pop sensation like Taylor Dayne. How does that, mesh well with, jazz? It seems like there's this crossover of different music genres, but in some way is jazz, related to all of this because jazz was first.
Listen, I've always said that there's a connection between all of the musical forms that America has produced, and in particular, all of the African American musical forms that America has produced: gospel, rhythm and blues, soul, funk, jazz. And you see that relationship and you hear it. And you certainly hear elements of jazz in all the music that's performed. I think on paper it works. Sometimes in reality, it doesn't. I thought there was a bit of a culture shock and a bit of a clash coming out of the Yellow Jackets and Ronnie Laws and going into Taylor Dayne. I don't think the hardcore jazz people in the audience fully appreciated Taylor Dayne's performance, but she was spot on. I mean, she was brilliant.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, she's a great singer, and she was in great voice, and her band was really kicking it, and it was great. And I don't particularly think she got the love that she deserved, but sometimes it's tough for the audience to switch gears, and it's quite possible I miscast her. I think, we were heavily front-loaded on day one, so there's nowhere to go but down after that. And it's really difficult to close out a festival after you've come from, the peak of the mountaintop with the Doobie Brothers. I'll tell you, I've seen the Doobie Brothers over the course of the last 4 decades. I've never seen them put on a better set. They were exceptional. From a musical standpoint, they were extraordinary. The energy level was just off the charts. I think the huge crowds that night and the 4th of July and the fireworks and Preservation Hall teeing things up, igniting the festival. I mean, I just think it was a perfect storm. So that's a tough act to follow for anybody, But overall, Bill Graham is a guy who used to run the Fillmore East and the Fillmore West in San Francisco, and obviously a legendary promoter who died in his prime and before his time. He's the guy that I try to emulate. I try to put all kinds of musical styles together, and hopefully it's a great experience at the end of the day for everybody. I think the whole festival universe, John, is changing, and I think we need to take a hard look at that. We need to look at who our audience is, what their expectations are, whether or not we need to get back to pavement, whether or not we need to resize this thing. We experimented this year in many ways. First full year at Jamesville, first time with a 3-day festival on 4th of July weekend. So we need to take a look at that, and we need to hear from folks. Because their feedback is invaluable. They're the ones we do this festival for. So we want to hear from the community.